Gloria is a new film from Chile that centers on a late middle-aged divorced woman whose life is full of uncertainties. She's played by Paulina Garcia, who won the top acting prize, the Silver Bear, at the 2013 Berlin Film Festival, where the movie was a surprise hit. It opens this week in New York and Los Angeles, and wider next month. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
The Chilean drama Gloria is a lovely surprise. Paulina Garcia plays Gloria, 58 years old, middle class, 10 years divorced. We first see her sitting at the bar at a singles event for older people. She wears big, round glasses, like the specs worn by Dustin Hoffman as Dorothy Michaels in Tootsie. Her aloneness comes through vividly, yet she waits with a kind of equanimity. The music is vintage disco, and it seems to keep her buoyant, and the movie buoyant, too. It is a lonely life. Her son is emotionally distant. Her daughter, who teaches yoga, is absorbed in a new relationship with a roving Swede. The streets of Santiago are full of young demonstrators. Her intellectual friends argue nervously about the country's future. In the flat above her, an unseen man rants into the night, his grasp of reality tenuous. His cat has wandered into Gloria's apartment, a skeletal, hairless beast that she feeds. Most unsettling. But when Gloria drives through the city, she sings along to pop songs full of hope. Paulina Garcia is well known in Chile as a TV actress, a playwright, and a director. She's new to me, but now I'll go see her in anything. What makes her performance so wonderful is how she portrays a state of flux. She's always game, always slightly wary, never quite sure of her place in the world. The more you get to know her, the more fascinating she becomes, and we don't meet women like Gloria enough in movies. An older man named Rodolfo, played by Sergio Hernandez, fastens on her. He's a retired Navy man who owns a sort of fun center, paintball games and the like. His passion is hard for Gloria to resist, but there are worrying signs. There's something pleading in his demeanor, and he's besieged by calls from his ex-wife and overly dependent grown daughters. When her daughter asks, "Who is this guy, Mom?" the uncertainty on her face is haunting. Damned if she knows. The writer-director, Sebastian Lelio, wrote Gloria for Garcia. In an interview, he said its emotional heart is the bossa nova song Waters of March, best known in English in a gorgeous rendition by the late Susanna McCorkle, here sung by Gloria and her friends. The movie, says Lelio, is a cinematic bossa nova, bittersweet, full of difficult themes, but also the poetry of daily life, manifest even in silly pop song lyrics. The movie doesn't lie about its heroine's dwindling options. Her romantic life is tenuous, her children are gone, her eyesight is going. It's rife with disappointments and humiliations, among them a sequence that's delirious and excruciating, in which Gloria gets drunk at a casino. But the film has a wild card up its sleeve, the old disco hit Gloria, which arrives when we need it most. In the Laura Branigan English cover, it's about a woman nobody wants. In the original, written by Umberto Tozzi, it's positively throbbing with possibilities. The movie is a seesaw between happy and horrible, but it still leaves you wanting to dance.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. You can download podcasts of our show at freshair.npr.org. Follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air and on Tumblr at nprfreshair.tumblr.com. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. We'll close with the Antonio Carlos Jobim bossa nova, The Waters of March. It's sung by Susanna McCorkle, who also did the English translation of Jobim's lyric. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.
É pão, é pedra, é o fim do caminho. resto te toco, é um pouco sozinho. A stick, a stone, it's the end of the road. It's feeling alone, it's the weight of your load. It's a sliver of glass, it's life, it's the sun. It's night, it's death, it's a knife, it's a gun. A flower that blooms, a fox in the brush. A knot in the wood, the song of a thrush. The mystery of life, the steps in the hall. The sound of the wind and the waterfall. It's the moon floating free, it's the curve of the slope. It's an ant, it's a bee, it's a reason for hope. And the riverbank sings of the waters of March. It's the promise of spring, it's the joy in your heart. Eu pe, eu show, é uma estradeira. Passarinho na mão, pedra de atiradeira. E uma ave no céu, uma ave no chão. É um megato, uma fonte e um pedaço de pão. É o fundo do poço, o fim do caminho. No rosto desgosto, um pouco sozinho. A spear, a spike, a stake, a nail. It's a drip, it's a drop. It's the end of the tale. The dew on the leaf in the morning light. The shot of a gun in the dead of the night. A mile, a must, a thrust, a bump. It's the will to survive. It's a jolt, it's a jump. A blueprint of a house, a body in bed. A car stuck in the mud. It's the mud, it's the mud. A fish, a flash, a wish, a wing.
Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and from Angie's List, providing reviews of local roofers, painters, landscapers, and plumbers to keep the consumer informed. More at angieslist.com. From the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, recognizing exceptionally creative individuals. This year's MacArthur Fellows are at macfound.org. And Road Scholar, with educational travel adventures to 150 countries, including Cuba this winter, at roadscholar.org. This is NPR.